reality. One thing that I really wanted to stress to these guys, none of this shit. I said anime, manga, eroji, hentai, all that stuff, even porn. It's not real.
Yeah, porn and probably even, the faker, more fake than the hentai.
Like, this is one of the guys that was like, oh, they need, like, the consensual relationships, and the porn is there for gender normative. Like, what? No! Porn is there because it sells.
I've never walked up to a girl and she says, all right, don't tell anyone about my Hello Kitty collection, and I'll fuck you. Like, nowhere in history will that ever happen to me. It happens in porn every hour.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. It's not real. And
don't tell,
like,
people I eat Popeyes habitually.
And they were getting...
What?
They were getting mad at me because they're like, what do you mean? It's like, oh, there's another one of those guys that says it's just porn. Well, I hate to fucking break it to you, but I've actually been playing these things longer than some of these guys have been alive, and I fact-checked that, because guess what? Okay, you guys can make fun of me. I'm the oldest person in the server. I'm officially declared the oldest person. That's older than the people that work at the staff, older than the people that localize the things. I am the fucking boomer of the goddamn eroge hentai world. Okay? I'm that person. But guess what? That means I remember the old days. And that means I can contradict a lot of the statements that they put in this community.
Back when you drew nipples on JCPenney catalog.
Yeah. But in this community, that's when I can go back and say, hey, no. All this, I don't know what this, and you know, one of the guys, he actually said, oh, that's newspeak for whatever, right? Because that's all he was trying to say. Oh, no, it's not porn anymore. It's... blah, 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 newspeak thing we have. It's like, no.
I mean, even
it's
amateur
just
porn
fucking...
is fake porn because they had to all know that there's a camera in the room.
Now, I will say that there are some sex scenes in the games that do have to do with the story. They may have elements of the story. However, that doesn't mean that, like, one thing I've noticed about playing these for as long as I have is that sometimes when you're playing a sex scene, most of the time when you're playing a sex scene, after the scene, it won't register. Like, when you have sex with somebody in real life, they normally kind of remember it, like they recall certain things. But if you try to play, like, you know, you have a sex scene in the hentai game, they're not going to remember, they're not going to bring up that sex scene that they had a while ago. Hey, remember when you did this to me, or when that happened, or... And they're doing some really freaky shit in Euphoria. So a lot of these women should know. Like, there's one scene...
They probably have PTSD.
There's one woman in Euphoria, she just gets tickled tortured. And to the point of mind break where she's muttering like a cartoon, like, blah, 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 blah. But then after that, you know what happens? The next scene, right after, she's normal again. She's talking normal, everything's normal, it's like nothing ever happened. So I'm like, okay, if this sex scene means so much in the game, then why is she talking like a normal fucking person now? Why is it like a Looney Tunes thing where the person got flattened and now they're just normal again? That's my thing. That's my debate there.
Yeah.
Because there's very, very few games in this. Very few porns. Because it's not real. The only reason those sex scenes are in the damn game is to sell the game. Japan actually admitted that. They said the game sold better if you would take a game that didn't need sex scenes and put them in there. People would buy it because it had the sex scenes.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
People are pervs by nature. They can't help themselves.
Right. And they're like, oh, no, it's this special gender. No, it's not. It's just porn.
I mean, even women, if they said, I can't stand sexual paraphernalia, they're full of shit.
Well,
because just the curiosity, if you brought something in there and, like, this is some depraved stuff on this video. Don't look at it and leave the room. Kind of like when they put marshmallows on the table, parents do, and they're like, don't eat the marshmallows till I get back. And they leave the room and videotape it to see what happens.
And
like, 9 times out of 10, woman's going to be like, just a little peek. What are they going to know? You know?
And you know what really made me laugh? Like, guys, get ready for this, because this really got ass in an Orochi section of a fucking hentai group. I don't like that these sex scenes objectify women. What? Are you kidding
was
me?
Was that a dude that said that?
Yes.
At least he is by nature.
A guy that actually, yeah, the guy actually showed himself. Like, I mean, I know what the guy looks like and everything because he literally posts himself. He's an Asian guy from Germany. Asian guy from Germany. Asian guy from Germany. No, not a big deal. Like, I'm not going to reveal the guy. But anyway, I will say, no. He literally got in there and said, oh, no, they're just sexual objects to me. It's like, dude, do you even understand the audience? The primary audience for Roge is men. So that's why you're going to have these women like sexual objects. And I'm like, look. If you want to give me the whole, oh, it's different in as a sex worker because you're paying for objectifying pictures, then let me give you this argument. My argument here is, if I am paying for the sexual objectification of a woman or whatever is justified by paying, then the sexual objectification of an anime character or manga character is justified by paying the fucking developers, by paying the people that drew the shit. Because, you know, therefore, I'm paying for the product, so I'm paying for the right to have these objectified images of these anime characters. Because if it's the same for a sex worker, then why the hell isn't it the same for a fucking cartoon character? That doesn't even make any goddamn logical sense. Oh, you're supporting a woman. Oh, I'm supporting a development team and a publisher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they can make more games.
That's like saying Lord of the Rings
and
ogre hate.
And guess what? We can also say we're supporting the voice actresses that do all the voices for the. You know they have an award show. They have an award show for this. So they actually get awards and everything for their voice performances. Yeah. That's what I mean.
I mean,
the women are getting supported that way.
Their job doing it too.
Right.
I mean.
There's women in there. They got literal women that do the voices.
And
so,
they do
yes.
it for the most real thing about hentai and porn is because they know sex sells.
Yeah, they know sex sells. That's not about some kind of weird gender norm. I don't even know what the hell he said.
I mean,
guys, I'm not even going to repeat it. I'm not even going to go back and look at it because it was so stupid.
Men aren't depraved and sick because they like sex. They are guys because they like sex.
Right.
I mean, just like women should be women because they like sex. Not the only reason they're women, but part of it.
Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we have waffled on enough here. Let's get with the articles. Okay, I've got quite a few articles. Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Articles.
Yeah.
Burglary suspect threatens Portland police officers with a sword and an axe.
Shoot him. That could have been the end of the story.
They thought it was Dark Souls.
Yeah.
He thought it was Dark Souls.
Did you want to do any thoughts on the Gabby Patino?
I hadn't heard that much on it. I know that they were just trying to say that because it's a white woman. Yeah, I know.
No, that's... And the thing is, the Asian doing it, if she wasn't such a bitch, like, she is gorgeous.
I'm talking about the black woman that said it.
Oh, there was the Asian one that, I guess, followed suit that was on 48 Hours the other night. Because they were doing... They're following it, and they're like, no, they're saying it's white. Whatever it is they're calling it. I think that's you're like, oh, we can't even hunt for... Like, there's other factors in this. Like, the parents got involved, called the news stations, and called Dr. Phil. They were even on Dr. Phil before.
Shit.
You know, the friend of hers got on social media and started doing a hunt for her van, showing photos of her in the van and all that, and got that tracked down. So it was like people jumping in the mix, and they're like, why didn't anyone do that for this black girl?
Right.
Because their friends apparently didn't give a shit enough to do what the white friends are doing.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it has nothing to do with race. Like, I feel just as bad for the Peruvian girl that got killed by that Vandersloot as Holloway that got killed in the Bahamas.
Hmm.
You remember that? He, Vandersloot, he killed Natalie Holloway, and then he went to Peru and killed, I believe it's like the president's daughter or something.
Damn.
And, he got arrested there for that. And people are like, everyone knows who Natalie Holloway is, but I don't know who the Peruvian girl is. But it is like, oh, we have to feel sorry. Y'all don't hunt for your friends the same way we hunt for our friends. It doesn't have anything to do with race. If my buddy, as black, went missing tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I could get on social media or I could call Dr. Phil, and I like, we gotta get after this. He was driving a purple Cadillac, and we gotta find him immediately. I can guarantee you he would get the same publicity as this Petito guy.
I bet he would. Getting.
Yes. Oh, no. He's not the right color. But if that's the case, then the liberal media is racist. Because they say the liberal media, the media's it's ran by liberals and Democrats. So what does that tell you?
Yep.
I mean, y'all can't have it both ways. They can't be the least and the most racist people at the same time.
Oh, man. I was just going to say, follow the trail of purple drink, and there you go. You find you.
Sugar, purple, water.
All right. On Saturday, police officers of Portland's North Precinct responded to an emergency call saying that a burglary suspect was trying to break into a house armed with a sword and a knife. Damn. Authorities received the call at 4:43 p.m. and went to the location described on Northeast Farragut to find Chase Trayson Haylett, 20, inside, according to the Portland Police Bureau press relief. No one else was in the home at the time. Haylett reacted aggressively upon seeing the officers fleeing out the house's back door, charging nearby officers who were forming a perimeter and brandishing a sword. Responding police officers wound up firing 2 foam-tipped rounds at the man, which subdued the suspect. They didn't even have to use real bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Negotiations ensued, and the police managed to get him to surrender in a peaceful manner, after which he was arrested and taken to the hospital in police custody. After his clinical evaluation was completed, he was transferred to Multnomah County Detention Center.
Now, I wonder how effective...
Whoa, listen to this. There's a little bit more.
Yeah.
At the scene, Haylett had a bag with 15 weapons, including the sword in question. In the bag, they also found several knives and an axe and a slingshot. He is now facing charges of first-degree burglary, first-degree criminal trespassing, and first-degree criminal mischief, unlawful use of a weapon, and possession of a restricted weapon as a felon. Haylett's Instagram bio reads, F the cops. Incidents like this have become common in the Portland area, you think? Yeah. Causing widespread concern surrounding rampant crime among residents.
Well, that should tell you what kind of guy he is. I think you should support the police. Don't get me wrong, police aren't above accountability, but... for the most part, I want to say at least 98%, we'll say 98% are probably honest, try to, you know, do for their families, cops.
Well, we've got notthebee.com. Bill Maher and Whoopi Goldberg are trading shots over the Black National Anthem, and I am here for it. 2 celebrity talk show hosts arguing back and forth about whether or not Black Americans should have their own national anthem probably isn't the public debate we need, but it's surely the one we deserve.
I mean,
Strap in, because this is one of those things that has like four different layers of a period of many days. It started a few weeks ago when Bill Maher criticized what he said was a growing effort to establish a black national anthem distinct from the Star Spangled Banner. Now, maybe we should get rid of our national anthem, but I think we should have one national anthem.
Yeah.
I think when you go down a road where you're having two national anthems, colleges sometimes now have, many of them have different graduation ceremonies for black and white and separate dorms. That's segregation.
That sounds segregation.
This is what I mean, segregation. He says it right here. You've inverted the idea. We're going back to that under a different name.
Yeah.
No lies detected here. This fairly sensible light, however, elicited a, well, somewhat strange response from Whoopi Goldberg on The View. I think because we have gone backwards a good 10, 15 years, we're having to re-educate people. We're having to re-educate people about how women want to be talked about, how black people want to be talked about, how Hispanic people want to be talked about. Just so you know, Bill, Lift Every Voice has been considered the black national anthem. Maybe other people don't feel like that, but I feel like we have to re-educate and retell people. We don't think rape humor is funny. We don't think talking about Native Americans in a really despicable way is funny. Yeah, what now? That kind of went off the rails at the end, though we should give Whoopi Goldberg the benefit of the doubt that she was at least trying to make some kind of coherent point. This Friday, Bill Maher fired back at Goldberg in The View, criticizing the show for somehow avoiding what I actually said. I am not what you might call an old school liberal who has brought up the crazy idea with the crazy idea that segregating by race is bad. That's what I was talking about. Again, when it comes to an anthem, it doesn't have to be the one we currently use, but it has to be just one, you know, because it's a national anthem. And symbols of unity matter.
Yes.
And purposely fragmenting things by race reinforces a terrible message that we are two nations hopelessly drifting apart from each other. That's not where we were even 10 years ago, and it's not where we should be now.
And I mean, I agree with him. The point of a national anthem is to be unifying. That's when there was just one, which I feel there is still just one. They're just trying to add stuff. That's like, oh, well, there's only missionary. Oh, well, I added a little twist, so it's Cuban missionary now. Like, no, it's still missionary.
We got another one. New York Times. Among those who marched into the Capitol on January 6th, an FBI informant. A member of the far-right Proud Boys text... Well, you know what they say that. This is the New York Times. A member of the... Oh, God damn it. I'm gonna have to stop getting articles from, like, the New York Times and shit because they want you to log in and become a member. Just know that there was a informant on the FBI, and apparently they did not enter the Capitol. Well, no, it says they did enter the Capitol. It says, all it says is a member of the far-right Proud Boys texted his FBI handler during the assault, but maintained the group had no plan in advance to enter the Capitol and disrupt the election certification. Hoshioni, I'll tell you after the show. Okay, here's one. This is Fox News. They'll probably let me read it. Okay, Fox News. Border Patrol stunned as Biden goes to war with his own agents over false whipping allegations. Border Patrol agents spoke to Fox News were stunned and outraged by Biden's comments. President Biden on Friday left Border Patrol agents stunned after repeating debunked claims that Del Rio agents whipped or strapped Haitian migrants while promising to make those agents pay. Biden weighed in on the controversy over images that emerged Sunday of agents on horseback blocking Haitian migrants from entering the U.S. Claims that agents who were using long reins to control their horses were using whips were quickly debunked by officials and other agents, but activists have elected and elected Democrats have continued to fuel it. The photographer who took the images said Friday he did not see any agents whipping migrants.
No.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas had pushed back against the narrative alongside Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz, but a day later, after the White House had called the images horrific, went on CNN and said the images troubled me profoundly before adding that one cannot weaponize a horse against migrants. On Friday, an ongoing investigation into the agents who have now been shifted to desk duty, and a day after the Biden administration barred the use of horses in Del Rio, the president tore into those agents. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running over, people being strapped, it's outrageous, Biden said, making a whipping motion with his hand. I promise you, those people will pay. There will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. Border Patrol agents were stunned and angered by the comments, which both claimed, without evidence, that migrants were run over and whipped, and at the same time cast a shadow over the investigation. Would you go to work and do your best knowing that your boss is going to make you pay? One agent told Fox News, I'm dumbfounded, I don't know what to say. The agent asked, is the president threatening to throw us in prison? Another said, I see the administration wants to fry our agents. He just started a war with Border Patrol. Brandon Judd, head of the National Border Patrol Council, asked how there could be a fair investigation now that Biden had weighed in. Now that the President of the United States has already said they did wrong, how is an investigator supposed to do a true and honest investigation, he told Fox News. Because if the investigator finds they did nothing wrong, and they didn't do anything wrong, but if that investigator finds they didn't do anything wrong, then how is that investigator's job going to go?
Yeah.
Judd said Biden's comments were completely and totally outrageous and accused Biden of playing politics with Border Patrol agents' lives.
Yeah.
Judd again backed the agents at the center of the investigation, noted that they were doing the job they were tasked with doing by the same president who was now throwing them under the bus. Nobody was struck by a rain. Not one person was struck by a rain. Not one person was run over by those horses. They used the tactics they were trained to use to do the job Biden sent them out to do. These are executive branch employees, he said. He sent them out there to do the job, and now he's criticizing them because his base wants them to. Judd said he was mad over the comments and said the anger was shared by his fellow agents. Since he's made that comment, my phone has obviously blown up. People are beyond incensed right now, he said. Former Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan told Fox News agents have been condemned, careers ruined, and reputations irreparably harmed without any due process, all to distract the out-of-control catastrophic crisis at our southern border. How will they ever get a far impartial inquiry now when everyone in the chain of command all the way up to the President of the United States has already concluded that they are already guilty of some form of atrocity? Morgan, also former Border Patrol chief, told Fox News in an interview. For the president to say that he has become emotionally unhinged and caved to the woke cancel culture, he said. Yeah. The agents feel betrayed, stabbed in the back, and demoralized. This year's ongoing immigration crisis has single-handedly done more to hurt the morale of the Border Patrol workforce than any other year in its history. And it didn't have to happen like this, National Border Patrol Council Vice President John R. Anifison told Fox News. Fox News previously had spoken to several of the horse agents who had been sidelined by the ban on the use of horses. They said they were angry and frustrated about the false whip narrative, with one telling Fox News he's now giving out meals and turning lights on and off rather than patrolling the border. He said the kids in the camp love the horses, and the horses are now locked in a stall all day. The agents also said the pictures also show one of the migrants grabbing onto the reins of the agent's horse, which is a use of force approval for them to use deadly force if they wanted to. Another agent who spoke to Fox on Friday said the entire station is outraged at the controversy and hope that the agents at the center of it eventually sue. I am appalled, but not surprised that this president would stand at a national televised agents and boldface a national televised address and boldface lie or again show his utter incompetence to the press and the American people, including his childish threats of retaliation, the agent said. The agent has also accused Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz as being missing in action over the controversy.
Now, also remember, I know I bring this up every time, Biden ran for president two times before this one,
mm-hmm.
and he had to drop out of the race because he got caught plagiarizing and lying both times. Mm-hmm. You know, stripes don't change on a tiger, so I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He wasn't there. He wasn't even there to see
what
happened.
No, he wasn't there
happened.
To see it.
Like, photos tell a million lies, just like they tell 100 truths. But,
I mean, it goes on just a little more to say, that agent also accused Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz of being missing in action over the controversy. This is really pushing the morale to lows not seen before. Just when you think it's at its lowest, in comes the administration to push it lower, the agent said. Judd said Border Patrol agents, despite their morale being low, would keep doing their job, although he warned they would likely be second-guessing their actions, a move that could be dangerous for law enforcement and those they are seeking to protect. I know these agents. Even though they do not have the support of this president, they're still going to go out and do their job because they care about this country. They care about border security. They care about the safety of citizens in this country. So they're still going to do their job, but they're going to be second-guessing themselves in everything they do, knowing that the president, without the benefit of an investigation, is already condemning them.
I feel so bad for
them. It's awful.
I mean, but anything that works right in the country, he's trying to reverse. He's trying to flood the market with immigrants. I have no problem with people coming into this country legally, but you should not reward people from breaking into the country legally.
Right, right. And we got even more crazy shit. This is from the Post-Millennial. You probably haven't heard this.
Oh, he shipped 15,000 Haitian families out into the country.
Damn.
Like he's been shipping out Mexican, Guatemalan immigrants.
Black Pigeon Speech had something to say about that. He said basically these leftists, these globalists that want all these people, because they're all for globalism, which means they want a removal of borders. So basically, you bring a whole bunch of immigrants into the country, and that's going to lower the wage, and also it's going to fucking, because we're in an age of computers and automation. So they're going to have more people with less jobs to do and more reliance on welfare, which is going to cripple the country even worse than it already is.
Yeah, we already have poverty and
I know.
Stuff. If they only focused on the homelessness and poverty we have here,
right,
it might be a decent, candidate.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got Post-Millennial. Activists slam Minnesota school board over sex ed that has students role-play trans or gay relationships. Activists and parents spoke out earlier this week against a sex ed program using a Minnesota school that has students role-play as transgender or gay partners in sexual relationships. This was in Minnesota. My God, it is coming to you, Nick. It's coming. I don't know if you can fight it. Well, I know he's going to not have his kids in fucking school. He homeschools his kids. All five of them. Might be time for you guys to do the same. There are no activities in the secondary... And you need to fight against the damn... if you're divorced and, she has custody, she might be trying to push them for the public school. You need to push back against that. Do all you can, all the lawyers, all the judges, everything you can. If you don't want your fucking kids indoctrinated into all this shit, which they are legit being indoctrinated into. I mean, we're not making this shit up. I'm not pulling shit out of the air here. You need to get your kids out of fucking school. You need to get them out of public school and get them into either, I don't even know if a private Christian college or a private college, some good college might work, but...
have to follow the same.
But if that don't work, just homeschool them. Yeah. I mean, you can get a lot of those resources right on the internet. You can get all that information right on the internet. It's not hard to do. There's probably people that will show you how to homeschool. I'm sure they would be more than happy to help you. Especially if they are against the same shit you're against.
It just depends on how many families can drop what they're doing to homeschool.
Right.
Because that requires a parent to be at the house all day.
Yeah, and see, that's why women were better off raising the kids.
Not in the workforce, but, I mean, this is a different time.
I know. There are no activities in the secondary curriculum that have students role-playing situations in front of the entire classroom, the statement reads. There are two activities that ask students to work in pairs and or small groups to practice negotiation and assertiveness skills through scripted interactions. The district cited the National Health Education. Boy, I would be glad if they stopped giving me ads. Okay. The district cited the National... Oh, I'm going to beat this website. The district cited the National Health Education Standards for using classroom time to demonstrate and practice refusal, negotiation, and collaboration skills, which RPS maintains will enhance health and avoid or reduce health risks. Activists and parents spoke out earlier this week against a sex ed program using a Minnesota school district that has students role play as transgender or gay partners in sexual relationships. Parents are intentionally being deceived and misled about what their children are being taught, one speaker at the Richfield School Board said in a meeting on Monday. The curriculum in question is a 3RS, a program created by Advocates for Youth, a group partnered with Planned Parenthood, according to Fox News. Programs like 3RS are not effective, said activist Julie Quist, a Child Protection League board member. You know, why is it all these goddamn child protection people are trying to fight against bullshit, and the left's like, oh, we don't like pedophiles. Seriously, I've seen so many lefties like, oh, they need to get against the wall. They're good. They're bad. We're going to kill all the pedophiles. Yet, you got people from the actual Child Protection League that's like, hey, maybe you don't need to be teaching your kids this kind of sexual stuff at a young age.
Like they have the LGBTQ.
You don't fucking get the
11-year-old cross-dresser?
Right, you don't. Yeah,
that should be illegal.
You don't sexualize the children. I mean, what said it's the easiest?
Drag queen story time? That's fucking ridiculous.
A society devoid of fucking morals. Another speaker noted that this type of teaching has no places in our schools. According to Advocates for Youth, the 3RS program focuses on rights, respect, and responsibility. Advocates for Youth envisions a society that views sexuality as normal and healthy and treats young people as a valuable resource. The organization, a resource, all right. A resource for their agenda, the organization states on their website. While many sexuality education materials have addressed the needs of adolescents, Advocates for Youth realize that such education must begin much earlier. What? No. Said no fucking moral standing ever. The website states, this K-12 curriculum, therefore, is a collection of lesson plans on a wide range of topics, including self-understanding, family growth, development, friendship, sexuality, life skills, and health promotion. One lesson in particular that gained notoriety is called Sexual Decision Making and is targeted towards high school-age teenagers. In this lesson, a student is asked to pretend to be a male named Morgan who is very active in his school's LGBTQ club, which is already a fucking...
I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
I know I'm going to be writing my congressman, and I urge other people to
The straight club. We should have a straight club. If they can have an LGBTQ club, they should have a fucking straight awareness club or straight... They should.
I think we could start one without having to get a congressman. I was talking about dragging some of these people in office that are running our country out.
Oh, yeah.
Or voting for impeachment.
Yeah. It was very... Okay. It said, while another student has to be Terrence, a student who wants to have sex with Morgan and is not publicly out as gay, according to Fox News. Morgan then outlines a plan for the two students to secretly meet, according to the curriculum, and then they make a decision about whether to have sex, Fox News reported. Lesson plans for grades K-12 include sections on STDs, understanding a minor's reproductive rights, birth control, reproductive anatomy, sexual orientation, and gender identity. One section for teachers outlines how they should react if straight male students might have a homophobic response to the role-playing. Should this happen in your class, it's important...
That's a natural response. Yeah. Like, people screwing each other in the ass is a natural response to be like, ugh.
That's gay.
I'm telling you.
Should this happen in your class, it's important to stop what you're doing, notice the interaction, and ask for the class members to reflect on what's happening and why. Direct the students back to your class ground rules and reinforce the agreement to be respectful and that making homophobic comments is not respectful, the section said. Man, Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead. That's gay. It's gay.
Come on, it's a dude.
And they're going to bring Beavis and Butthead back, so I'm really curious.
I don't know how they're going
to
do
that. Oh, no, well, they've renewed it, man. They renewed movies and everything. Man, I hope Mike Judge goes full fucking just Scorched Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, this is the man that told us about radical feminism in 1995. Remember that episode, Women, WMYN? Go look it up on YouTube if it still exists. You're like, oh, my God, those are the fucking third-wave feminist lesbian... What? Yeah. And Mike Judge predicted that shit back in 1995. Yeah. I looked at that episode and it gave me chills.
About the ones he used to do on Saturday Night Live?
No.
There was...
Well, I haven't seen that. Period but...
where he did cartoons for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you can see a lot of Hank Hill in some of it. I can remember watching them when they aired, but right now I'm on Peacock watching old episodes of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
so.
They're probably great.
Oh my goodness, I'm loving that. That's the whole point of getting Peacock, like. When Peacock came out, I was like, there's no point to this shit. Why would I get Peacock? And my buddy got it because you can watch every pay-per-view wrestling
for free
if you're a member already. I mean, you're paying for it, but it's way cheaper than paying like $60.
Oh, yeah.
And I imagine I'm going to be watching some of that tomorrow.
The wrestling?
Wrestling or Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Or both.
Oh. Well, wrestling, I heard, got woke.
It is. I'm praying for the attitude error.
It's like, it is. Oh,
but,
man.
You know, we usually watch for the girl wrestler muff shots. And
If they still... they're going to tune. They'll be putting them all in...
If they cover them up completely, I'll probably lose interest.
Well, you saw what they did to Jessica Rabbit on the Disney ride?
I did not.
They put a big old trench coat over her because they didn't... Yep, they said she was too revealing. And they made her a detective instead of... Yep.
That is...
Yeah. No.
I mean...
Quit!
Stop ruining our childhood.
I know they're just
because you don't like it, don't mean everyone else doesn't.
Well, the problem is, and this is what I got from that guy in the visual novel group. This generation legitimately wants to examine everything from the past, and oh well, we can't do that anymore. Oh, that's bad. We can't do that anymore. Oh no, we can't do that anymore. That's the problem. They want to tear apart everything from the past.
I think it's such a small part of the population.
It's unfortunately, I don't think it is. I don't know if it is or not,
but I feel the people pulling the strings are a much smaller portion than the ones that are actually following.
Perhaps.
I mean, there's probably a large number of followers.
Right.
But there's a lot of sheep in this country.
Well, Quist said that explicit sexual education does not reduce STDs or teen pregnancies, according to research. The Institute for Research and Evaluation conducted a comprehensive study on the effectiveness of programs such as this, said Quist. Out of 60 school-based studies, no credible evidence of effectiveness was found for sustained reductions in teen pregnancy or STDs. There was no evidence of effectiveness for increasing consistent condom use. Failure rates included 88% failure to delay teen sexual initiation. God, that's fucking high. And 94% failure to reproduce unprotected sex. 12% of these programs found significant negative effects on adolescent sexual health and or risk behavior. That's not good at all.
No.
The board does not actually know the details of our curriculum. I think I can say that with confidence, Chair Tim Paulus said, following a pushback from speakers, adding that all content is age-appropriate and was selected in partnership with parents and guardians. Paulus noted that the use of the program in the school district is not new, it's been in place for a number of years. What? And parents have provided opt-out information in advance. No student is required to participate. I have not.
I'll tell you, my buddy works in the military. I'll tell you, they forced him to get the vaccine the other day.
Mm-mm.
Had to get his first shot. He has to have both of them done by October, I want to say 24th, or he'd lose his job.
Okay, here's some tech censorship, guys. Guardian. Give it a minute if it loads. Come on, Guardian. Guardian, usually. Facebook and Twitter should use volunteer moderators, says Wikipedia founder. Jimmy Wales says social media companies should follow the digital encyclopedia's approach. Facebook and Twitter should adopt Wikipedia's approach to battling online abuse and misinformation by deploying thousands of volunteer moderators to monitor controversial posts, according to Digital Encyclopedia's founder. That's a good way to get trolls in there, though.
Yeah.
You know what? We should... That's a good idea. Sign up to be a volunteer moderator and fucking moderate posts. I don't know, I guess on the left now, and then do they post all their shit? It's like this is false information, stuff like that. Oh my god, you would turn, dude, then we would have people coming in from the left, and then would just turn Facebook into a global shitstorm of people just moderating content until everybody left. And that
Snoop said he called this guy sucking donkey dick.
Yeah.
What?
And then after that, yeah, you post, oh my god, it would be so crazy. It would be so many trolls moderating people's posts that people would voluntarily leave. Like, they'd leave all those sites because they're like, I can't post anything because there's people literally trolling on the website now. And when people, when it goes into a trash dumpster fire like that, it's gone. People will go to other sources. They will find new things to be a part of. But basically, Facebook and Twitter should adopt Wikipedia's... Okay, we talked about that. Jimmy Wales said in the scale of the problem facing social media companies was underlined when he personally had to ask Twitter's chief executive, Jack Dorsey, to deal with a particularly vicious online troll after the company's initial response was to do nothing. If you are failing me, you are definitely feeling a teenager who is being abused by someone online, he said. Wikipedia was launched in 01, uses volunteer editors to oversee its entries, including a specialist medical group that moderates its health and medicine entries. Well, we don't even know the name of them. Speaking to MPs and peers on the joint committee of the draft online safety bill, which will place a duty of care on social media companies to protect users from harmful content. The what? Hold on, guys. Oh, this is in the government. This is the UK. All right. Well, that's just the UK. Well, sucks to be in the UK. Anyway, Wells says Wikipedia had up to 5,000 extremely active volunteer editors out of a total of about 80,000 active editors. Wikipedia receives about 2 billion visits a month, and its pages are edited every 1.9 seconds. He said Wikipedia's approach could work for social media platforms. Facebook and Twitter have been urged to protect users from online abuse, with Twitter in particular facing criticism over racist posts directed at England footballers during this summer's European Football Championship that happened in UK. I do think that one of the solutions that these companies should be looking at is how do we put more decision-making power in the hands of the thoughtful people in our community, Wales said. So if we recognize there's a problem with troll groups, well, who's out there on the front line fighting them if it's just a company and the company's algorithms? Well, you are losing that battle, clearly. Wales admitted that giving trusted users the power to block and moderate fellow users posed problems. But social media companies should consider devolving power over their platforms as a solution to abuse. Well, all you're going to do is make people leave and go to another fucking platform.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Twitter updated users on its plans to address abuse on the platform on Thursday. Company said it's exploring new ways to filter unwanted words and emojis from replies to users and will soon test a heads-up feature that will warn people if they're about to join a heated online conversation.
It wouldn't matter.
Wow. If
it's something that Dorsey doesn't agree with, he'll just delete you anyway.
He likes child porn, though. Twitter is also playing a feature that allows users to remove themselves quietly from a thread in which they are tagged. Wells added that he was concerned that the bill focused too much on content and not the algorithms at social media companies that turn a hateful user into someone with 5,000 or 10,000 followers, he added. There is a concern about the bill's focus on content rather than algorithms. However, the Department of for Culture, Media, and Sport has argued that the draft bill already provides the communications regulator, Ofcom. Oh, don't even get me started on Ofcom. With sufficient powers to scrutinize algorithms. Facebook and Twitter have declined to comment, but both companies have historically defended their approach to moderation in the face of criticism. Facebook employs 40,000 people in its global safety and security team, which includes moderators, while Twitter's Trust and Safety Council draws on advice from experts and NGOs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, there's another one. I tell you, it's just getting... My God, these articles. We got Fox News. Assault on female U.S. service member by male Afghan refugees at Fort Bliss under FBI investigation. An investigation is underway into an alleged attack of a female U.S. military service member by several male Afghan evacuees being housed at Fort Bliss. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has confirmed to Fox News an investigating a referral from Fort Bliss Afghan Refugee Housing Complex in New Mexico, alleging that a woman whose name and age are unknown at this time was assaulted on September 19th by a small group of male evacuees. We received the referral from Fort Bliss, and our office is investigating the allegation, FBI Public Affairs Officer Special Agent Jeanette Harper told Fox News. Officials at Fort Bliss confirmed the report of the assault to Fox News. We can confirm a female service member supporting Operation Allies welcome reported... We can confirm a female service member supporting Operation Allies welcome reported being assaulted on September 19th by a small group of male evacuees at the Dona Ana complex in New Mexico, the 1st Armored Division and Fort Bliss Public Affairs said in an emailed statement. We take the allegation seriously and appropriately referred the matter to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The safety and well-being of our service members as well as those on our installations is paramount. The statement added that the counseling and support has also been provided to the service member. Task Force Bliss is also implementing additional security measures to include increased health and safety patrols, additional lighting, and enforcement of the buddy system at the Dona Ana complex, the statement continued. We will cooperate fully with the FBI and will continue to ensure the service member reporting this assault is fully supported. Republican Yvette, Representative Yvette Harrell, a Republican congresswoman who represents New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, called this news a vetting failure. My prayers are with the courageous soldier and her family. This is yet another tragic failure in the vetting process for Afghan nationals, Harrell tweeted. The American people deserve answers. The alleged attack comes on the heels of two Afghan refugees housed at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy being indicted of federal crimes, including sexual assault on a minor and domestic assault. Bahrullah Nouri, a 20-year-old Afghan evacuee, is being charged with attempting to engage in a sexual act with a minor, using force against that person, along with three other counts of engaging in a sex act with a minor, according to a statement from the Department of Justice.
How old was the soldier?
Additionally, the 32-year-old Muhammad Haroon Ahmad is being charged with assaulting his wife by choking and suffocating her on September the 17th. We don't know. We don't know how old the minor is. Republicans on Capitol Hill have reacted to the news of violence carried out by Afghan refugees being housed in the U.S. with demands for answers for the Biden administration. Answers which will never fucking come. On Thursday night, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford and four other Republican senators sent a letter to Biden administration seeking more details on the way Afghan refugees are being vetted. How many Afghan nationals are waiting on background checks at a transit site? How many Afghan nationals have been paroled into the United States, Republican senators asked. What specific categories, classes, or criteria constitute the administration's definition of vulnerable Afghans? How many individuals who have been paroled into the United States fall under each category, class, or criteria? Earlier this month, an official with the Biden administration categorically denied anyone of concern and made it into the country, saying there's a second layer of screening once a refugee gets to a U.S. entry point. No one has gotten into the United States or entered that it is of concern, the official said. The administration is working with urgency and with care to enhance the screening and vetting of operations to make them more efficient without compromising U.S. national security.
I mean, anybody can get through certain screenings, but I feel this is a sign that Biden's probably lying out his ass about how they're vetting these refugees.
And finally, we have, according to National File, Arizona audit, 9,589 excess mail-in ballot envelopes collected by Maricopa County, blanks verified and approved. Blanks verified and approved. Yeah. That is crazy. According to the results of the forensic audit, Maricopa County counted 9,589 excess mail-in ballots with bad or no signatures, approving and verifying blank votes. Dr. Shiva Ayadori gave the first presentation of the Maricopa forensic audit to to the Arizona Senate. Hold on, they want me to sign up for a newsletter. Ayadari's analysis found on the mail-in ballot envelopes sent to Maricopa... Ayadari's analysis focused on the mail-in ballot envelopes sent to Maricopa County. During the presentation, Ayadari explained that the audit examined the signature area of the ballots and compared them to the official canvas results that Maricopa County gave in their report. When using signature presence detection analysis, the audit found an excess of 9,589 votes with signatures that were either blank or scribbles. Photos shown in the presentation included totally blank ballots being stamped and approved. Wow.
You know what's going to happen is they're going to find everything that was said had happened that they're like, no, you can't say this. We'll cancel you if you do. They're going to find it is true, but they're going to be like, well, we're already in power, so who cares what y'all find out at this point?
We do have a couple small things to mention, not articles, but there's also a massive backlog of 62 container ships at the LA port. There was a record number of container ships currently stuck outside the ports of Los Angeles due to a massive backup caused by a sudden surge in American buying just in time for the holidays. So that happened. And then, of course, we had the Project Veritas thing, which was blow darted into them. Outrageous FDA employee caught saying... Now, keep in mind, because I've seen this video, and a friend of mine, she says that he was giving bullshit answers towards the end because he realized that he was kind of being recorded, and I think that could actually be the case in some ways. Yeah. But he was effectively saying that they were just going to use fucking blow darts and go into the hood and the ghettos and just blow dart these fucking people. Now, that is a recipe for, I mean
kidding
they
or not.
Have no. guns. It's probably not a good idea to do that because...
I'm pretty sure he was... There's no way you could do that.
That has to be the... That has to
but
be
of course,
joke.
They're forcing people to get it whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
You think that's against the law.
But he was saying something like, oh, no, we're just going to have... we're just going to have... what is it? Oh, yeah, we're just going to have it where I go to the door. Oh, it's just your vitamin C shot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, people are going to think that's really weird.
They're not going to be my body, my choice anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when it comes to killing babies, they're all on board.
And of course, they said there was going to be a Nazi-style register of the unvaccinated, like the Jewish star. Of course, I don't really know how much we can take of this guy. Like, I mean, he says, oh, I work for the FDA, but we don't really know, like, what position he has in the FDA. I mean, just because you work in the FDA doesn't mean, like, you know all the things. That's one important part I have to mention. Because they're like, oh, yeah, I work in the FDA. Where in the FDA are you just... You could be, like, some desk clerk.
Could be a temp.
Yeah, I could be a temp agent or something. Oh, I've
and
heard.
Honestly, the more and more I find out about, like, the FBI and all these agencies, the more I'm like, they are full of shit. Half of the cases they've broke have been broken by citizens that they've taken the credit for.
Right.
Louder or Crowder, they broke up an Antifa thing where they were going to attack Ben Shapiro. Because someone mistook him for a member and handed him an ice pick and said they were going to their car to get their sawed-off shotgun and had him arrested. Well, the police never mentioned it, you know, is never mentioned in the news. And the only way you'll hear about it is if you watch Louder Crowder, basically. I mean, they want it. You know, this with the gymnastics doctor raping all these women. Like, they delayed the testimonies of the girls that testified to the point where it was 14 extra months worth of him raping people before they did anything about it.
Of course, you know, we also have the... Of course, we know about Dr. Fauci... Fauci... Funding 60
that piece of shit.
Funding 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. 60 projects over there. That's the information.
He is the cause of everything. All his death.
Yeah.
He should be under the jail.
Yeah. And then you have, I don't know if I trust that. 55 years after his death, Walt Disney's frozen body would be thawed. I don't think so. That's from Daily News. I've never heard of that site.
Daily News is
Daily News Reported. I've never heard of Daily News Reported. Let me look at this site. I've never heard of it. I want to make sure. Not quite daily, not quite news. Okay, so it's probably a funny one. It says not quite daily, not quite news. Okay. So, I think, well, I mean, of course, that's an opinion about is Joe Biden trying to collapse the dollar. And then, of course, we'll get back to the articles that I did earlier. So, that should be, I think that should be suitable.
Tell you, I don't think we'll be able to take a whole, you know, it hadn't even been one full year of him being in office. I don't think we can take another one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll tell you now, I went to eat the other day. They'd raised the price like a dollar something on every item on the menu at this burger place.
Oh, man.
Because it's costing them more money.
Is it a local burger place or just a regular joint?
It's a chain. It's, I don't want to say.
Oh, okay, because it's a.
But anyway, they raised it because of gas prices, because it costs to ship, you know, the meat, the potatoes, everything they cook with comes off a truck.
Right.
And I mean, that you can look at a lot of these restaurants and think about, man, a year ago, how much did this cost? And I almost say it's probably more. I can't go to some places without spending almost as much as if I ate at a nice restaurant. But, you know, I'm just saying, if you need to get your congressman, whatever you need to do to say, hey, we need to do something about this, I don't know what to do. Because right. I want to do something, but short of people revolting against them, which I don't think would be a good idea. I feel like you could do it politically and in a decent manner, but who knows? I just feel like as pissed off as I am, there's probably some nutty people that have already snapped out there. You know, they need to nip it in the butt before, you know, crazy people get involved. Who knows? I think that we've already got one trying to run the country.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, I think that's going to be all for this one. I thank you guys for joining us. And hopefully you will stay tuned for the Hentai Corner, because I got a lot of stuff. Oh, I got one announcement. Okay, yeah. Like, I'm doing a phase two of my content, basically. You know, phase one, we focus on more MGTOW red pill stuff. I still want to focus on that, but there is some really important thing I want to talk about. I might make a separate video for this, but just briefly, I'm going to say that I was listening to Undead Chronic talking with Drexel, MGTOW Podcast. Go sub to him and grab shirts. They just came out, MGTOW Podcast Shop. Anyway, I was listening to them talk, and he said, you know what? He said, I want to kind of do like a red pill content now. I want to do so like a red pill entertainment. Red pill entertainment. Instead of it just being about, you know, like the women and all that kind of stuff. Because, yeah, he does that and he talks about all that. But he wants to do like more like even guys that he doesn't even really like agree with 100%, as long as he agrees with them a certain amount, you know, and they have like the same kind of views, have like their own kind of entertainment thing on YouTube and other platforms where they have this kind of entertainment. And I actually like that. I support that idea. I changed a lot of my opinions on Undead Chronic after actually sitting there and listening to him talk in an interview and understanding what kind of guy he actually is and what they were doing. So, yeah, he's not an older guy, but he's going with these younger dudes. And basically, you know, you got your gamer guy. You got guys into every different thing. And that's cool. It's basically having our own kind of, like, red pill Spike, if you would. Like, you know, you have Spike TV. It was for men. Something like that. And, I mean, I like to kind of, I'm going to just go full on with the hentai and visual novels and stuff like that. Because guys like that, and I don't have an issue with that. I enjoy it. I'm going back and playing a bunch of old ones, and I just want to continue to start doing more red pill eroge and red pill hentai stuff. Because there's a lot of red pills you can find. And by the way, I just talked to a woman, actually. She graduated and all the feminist stuff. She knows all about it. But she said that it was actually eroge that red-pilled her. Literally said that it red-pilled her. It got her to the point. Now she sells sex toys. She literally has a shop where she sells sex toys. I've talked to her. She's pretty damn cool. She actually meant a lot of the stuff that I had said. You know, that I confirmed that the feminist girls, they like those really big Republican, you know, the ones that are like, they really want a big, strong Republican guy to bash, you know, like the MAGA hat guys. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She said, yes. She says, yeah, that's all 100% true. And she was telling me, you know, cause she's all about logic and all that shit. But, I guess she's on the spectrum. I don't know. Anyway, the...
You should never be ashamed of
patriotism. But the, but it's pretty cool. And she said, Eroge actually did it. And I said, how did it red pill you? She said, because I was all into that crap. I was all into that Nazi feminist garbage. And, I started playing Eroge, and for some odd reason, it just, you know, it started changing me. I started realizing...
you can't be this and be into this.
Yeah. But no, she's pretty cool. And I like the fact that, yeah, maybe you can red pill some people with this shit. And I told her, I said, well, that gives my content more meaning now because I'm trying to red pill guys in the hentai. Like, there's a lot of red pill messages in the hentai, and you got to look at it. And especially since it deals with a lot of gender dynamics. There's so much gender dynamics because these are essentially relationship sims. And if you look at relationship sims, you can break these apart so many different ways. Whether it's fantastical or something that's more realistic, you can break this shit apart. And there is one other thing I do want to stress to you guys. When I had that argument with the guy about, you know, he was saying that I wasn't enjoying my hentai properly or my eroge properly because I was just considering the sex as sex. There were several guys in that group that came to my aid and were like, literally, no. It's like, this is bullshit. You should be able to enjoy hentai the way you want it to.
Like, I like it because they have pretty eyes.
Yeah, it's like, you should like it for what. Yeah, and I mean, I didn't even ask for that. But it was like, you know, it's like, hey, I got to go with Grimm here. Because, yeah, this is bullshit. People should be able to enjoy what they want. And then another guy said, yeah, I mean... There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. People should be able to enjoy media however they fucking want. Huh. There should be nobody dictating how you enjoy media. What you buy with your money is you're fucking entitled to what you buy with your money, and you're entitled to enjoy what you buy with your money in your own way. Do not let anybody tell you that you have to enjoy media in a certain way. Like, fucking flip them off. That's where you literally tell somebody, you know what? No, fuck you. This is my media. I paid for this with my money, and I'm going to enjoy this.
And people that are trying to tell you how you should think and feel and everything.
Yeah, I don't agree with anybody telling you how to think and feel and enjoy. Oh, you got to enjoy your porn a certain way. No, you can fuck way off.
Sexuality, or you're a bigot.
This weird, gender norms. What? Like, it's porn, folks.
You gotta enjoy that, the idea of two men fucking each other in the ass, or you're a bigot. Oh my gosh. Like, no, you're not. You're a normal person.
Oh god. So I'm getting started with that.
I mean, it makes me cringe just to think of the pain.
Anyway, guys, this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.